This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan attacked and overran a key army base in southeastern Ghazni province Saturday, capturing dozens of soldiers and killing several others. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the attack came on the day that American and NATO forces began their final withdrawal from Afghanistan.
President Biden set May 1 as the date to begin the final pullout, but diplomatic and military officials say the packing up began almost a month ago. The last U.S. and allied forces are scheduled to be gone by September 11th. The Western diplomats in Kabul say July 4th is the goal. Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator, Abdullah Abdullah, says finding peace with the Taliban will be a huge challenge, but
I wouldn't call it the end of the world.
But Abdullah warns Afghan political leaders must be united in talks with the Taliban.
A peaceful, inclusive, peaceful settlement is what everybody believes in.
Adding,
nobody has forgotten the recent history of the country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Saturday marked 10 years since the United States launched an operation to kill the world's most wanted terrorist. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For a decade after the 9/11 attacks that he ordered, the U.S. waged war in Afghanistan while hunting Osama bin Laden. On May 1, 2011, Navy SEALs found him in Pakistan.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
President Obama hailed it as a turning point in the war on terror. President Biden notes it was a long time ago.
We delivered justice to bin Laden a decade ago, and we've stayed in Afghanistan for a decade since.
2 weeks ago, the president said the nation's longest war will end by 9/11.